Today, the bells of Nsukka toll, not in alarm, but in reverence. A man of God has gone home. A chapter of grace has closed, leaving behind a legacy etched not in stones and mortar, but in the very hearts of his people. In the early hours of Friday, August 29, 2025, at the Niger Foundation Hospital in Enugu, in the quiet embrace of our Lord, Most Reverend Dr. Francis Emmanuel Obunnayo Okobo, the pioneer bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Nsukka, passed away at the age of 89. Born on November the 4th, 1936 in Leja, present day Nsukka local government area of Enugu State. He was ordained a priest on June 4th, 1966 and consecrated a bishop on January the 6th, 1991 at St. Peter's Basilica, Rome. He thus became the first shepherd of the fledgling Catholic Diocese of Nsukka, newly carved out of old Enugu Diocese. But Bishop Okobo was never just a man of dates and titles. He was a man of singular clarity, of deep prayer, of steady courage. He was an administrator in clerical robes. He was a reformer, a teacher, and above all, a father. At his departure, he leaves behind a legacy steeped in ecclesial brilliance and pastoral courage, tinged with uncommon spiritual foresight. He was raised in the crucible of spiritual discipline and seasoned under the tutelage of late Bishop Michael U. Eneja. Bishop Okobo, after his consecration, returned from Rome, not to a palace, but to a field, literally and spiritually. When he first arrived in 91, the new diocese was fragile. 27 parishes, about 70 priests, limited resources, and vast unstructured communities. The infrastructure was paltry, the funds were scarce, but the expectations were monumental. Could this new bishop handle the challenges was the question in the minds of every faithful. His answer came in the words of his chosen motto, Surgite, Eamus Hinc, which means, arise, let us move from here. And he did not wait for the ideal conditions, while some of us were hesitant, thinking it was a negotiable slogan. Okobo dragged all of us along. To him, that motto was actually a command, not an appeal. He built with what he had, deep faith, sharp intellect and courage. In his own farewell address at retirement in 2013, Bishop Okobo confessed, and I quote, "This motto helped me overcome my own doubts about myself and how I could carry out the work entrusted to me. Leading and moving the diocese forward was not an easy task, but by the grace of God, his grace is always more than enough." End of quote. Grace, indeed, carried him. He was not a man defined merely by numbers. He was a deeply philosophical soul, a theologically grounded shepherd who understood that formation precedes reformation. He instituted a two-year spiritual formation program for senior seminarians before they could proceed to philosophy studies. This was against prevailing norms because he believed that a priest must first be configured to Christ before being conformed to the classrooms. Many thought it impractical, but the fruits are visible today with many priests of profound holiness and intellectual depth adorning our parishes. To him, the heart must precede the head. Holiness must come before titles. Under his 23-year episcopate, Nsukka witnessed exponential growth in quantity and transformation in quality. At his retirement in April 2013, the diocese had grown to 146 parishes, 241 priests, over 200 major seminarians, thousands of catechists and religious men and women, and a Catholic population nearing 500,000. He was a man of steel principles and soft compassion, intolerant of mediocrity, yet gentle with the weak. His approach to leadership was firm, sometimes misunderstood as stern. But, like the prophets of old, he knew that compromise is a poor substitute for conviction. He fought mediocrity, not the people. He challenged complacency, not faith. He labored to build not a crowd, but a communion. In his 2009 farewell synod, the first of its kind in our diocese before his retirement, was prophetic. Commemorating 100 years of Catholicism in Nsukka, 20 years of the diocese, and leaving a doctrinal roadmap for the future generations after him. He was not just a bishop, he was a founding father, a spiritual architect, and a moral compass. When the time came to pass the torch, he did so with grace. The bishopric could not end with him, but it couldn't have begun without him. His successor, the erudite and pastoral right Reverend Professor Godfrey Gwebikonna, has often acclaimed his huge legacies. The cathedral Bishop Okobo began, Bishop Onna completed and dedicated. The seed Okobo planted, Onna is nurturing with contemporary grace. Together, they formed a divine duet, Okobo's template, Onna's signature. And when ill health forced him to seek retirement, Rome obliged. And yet, even in weakness, he radiated grace. In 2013, while handing over to Anna, he said, and I quote, "Many people thought I would die during my sickness. Some even announced my obituary, but God decided otherwise. That I am alive today, witnessing this event, is one of the great miracles of God in my life. I never imagined I would see my successor," end of quote. Like Simeon in the Bible, he concluded, and I quote, "Nunc dimittis," meaning, "I now leave the seat for you, my dear brother, now and forever. I bow out now and for good," end of quote. But even in bowing out, he continued to inspire, retired to his residence at Onuyi Bypass, Nsukka. He remained a quiet patriarch, a symbol of stability, until his final breath. And now, he has gone home. But make no mistake, Okobo is not gone. Not really. The roads he walked are still filled with echoes of his footsteps. Yes, as the cathedral he envisioned towers above Nsukka like a sentinel of grace. We know that Okobo is not really gone, just as Saint Augustine of Hippo reminded us that the dead are not absent, they are only invisible. The priests he formed still bears his stamp in their preaching, their piety, and their pastoral approach. The altars he built still ring with prayers. The diocese he nurtured still thrives. He was the bishop who found us in bricks and left us in gold. He used his cruiser all through to beat us to the line as we formed the solemn procession of God's people towards the Calvary destination of our salvation. He was the father who corrected with love and led with conviction. The servant who lived simply and now receives a crown of glory. Now the lion sleeps, but not in defeat, not at all. He sleeps in triumph. To his successor, Bishop Godfrey Gwebikonna, who continues the race with vision and vigor, we say thank you for carrying a baton handed over with love and sacrifice. And to the entire diocese of Nsukka, this is not a time for mere tears. It is a time for gratitude, reflection, and renewed commitment to the faith Bishop Okobo so fearlessly defended. In the words of scripture, "Precious in the eye of the Lord is the death of his saints." Indeed, the shepherd of Nsukka has joined the communion of saints. Rest well, Bishop Okobo. You have fought the good fight. You have kept the faith. And now, the crown of glory awaits you. Long live your memory. Long live your mission. Long live the diocese you so loved. Fare thee well. Requiescat in pace.